I have talked to her before several times, and a few times we've done some podcasts. Her name is Georgie Holbrook, originally from this area where I do the broadcast here, but now in Houston, and looking to, I guess, maybe go somewhere else at some point. She has been a healer for a long time. She healed herself. She's written books. Her new book is Autoimmune Acne and Rosacea Natural Healing, How Smart Emotions Precisely Target Life's Issues and Why. And so Georgie happens to be in the area, and she wanted to come into the studio, and it's good to have you here.
Oh, thank you. It's really great to be with you, TJ.
And maybe we can just start things off. How would you like to start things off? Let me ask you that. Because I would maybe define yourself a little bit in your history. Do you want to go into that at all?
Oh, absolutely. So my history is that many, many years ago, when I was 37 years old, I was diagnosed with rosacea, an incurable, deforming, disfiguring disease. And I knew nothing about my body, so I was helpless in that moment. And I went on a journey to never put myself in that helpless feeling again, of not understanding how the mechanics of my body. And so over 7 years, I studied with many holistic people. I went to many doctors asking them the same questions. And by the time I was 42, my way wasn't working. And I was losing a major part of my eyesight. I couldn't read or drive. And my face was deforming. And so life really looked like it was over. And actually, suicide was a warm thought for me, because I couldn't even comprehend living the next 42 years with this disease or my future. But anyway, I decided to take a class that addressed the emotional side of physical healing. And in the next year, not only did my eyesight come back, but my face totally healed. The capillaries that had been broken healed. And I dedicated my life to sharing my story with folks like you so that we can learn from nature. And I'm really thrilled to share the good news today.
You know, if people have purchased any of your other books or gone to your website, you can see the before, what it looked like, how, and you even told me how children were afraid of you, and and the pain. It was so painful. And the before and after is remarkable, to see the difference that she is now, how clear everything is on her face and her skin compared to what she looked like back in her 30s, her late 30s. So it's been, and it was something that took quite a while. It didn't happen overnight, right?
Right, right.
Took a while to recover, like it's going to be for anybody, a natural healing.
Right. It took me 7 years, but now I can help people in 3 to 6 months reverse almost anything.
Yeah, so it's still going to take some time, and I think we grow up thinking with the mentality that if we take a pill, we're going to have immediate results. And truly, healing does take, like you say, at least 3 to 6 months, doesn't it? But that's pretty fast, really.
It's pretty fast. But if we don't look at the emotional component of how our body broke down, then we're missing it. And so then it reoccurs again, because we haven't changed our emotional way of thinking and the way we devalue ourselves.
Do you believe that most illness is caused by that, the emotional and the thoughts that we have?
I do. I really do.
Are there cases maybe where people are exposed to some things that could lead to illness?
Absolutely. Grieving losses.
But I mean, like, if you were exposed to a certain chemical. And
oh, right.
Those
right.
kind of toxins, too. So sometimes it's a combination of, it could be something we're exposed to, but it also mainly has to do with our thoughts and our emotions.
I talk about the environmental chemicals and whatever in my book, because people take on different jobs and just kind of work with the chemicals, and all of a sudden their body breaks down, and sometimes it's too late.
It's too late.
Because our skin is our largest organ, and it's been breathing all these toxic.
And isn't it more difficult, too, the older we get, the harder it is to recover?
Yes.
So when we're younger, our immune system is working better. And it's not saying that it can't work great into later in life, but everything is functioning at a top level, and then, you know, things are going to decline as time goes on. And so the sooner you can look at it, the better it's going to be, the better chance you're going to have.
Absolutely.
And so what I love about what you do is that you take in, like I believe for a long time, that if you don't live with joy on a constant basis, because that's what I think we are in our truest form.
Absolutely.
That when you get out of alignment with that form of what we truly are, God, you know, God's connection is joy and pure love. When we move away from that, then we're out of calibration.
Running on empty, I call it.
And then our body is going to alert us and go,
yep.
You know, you're out of balance. Do you want to get in balance? And they'll give us a little sign.
Right.
And we may ignore it. Well, I'm not out of balance. We don't realize it a lot of times.
So the emotions will manifest in a physical form, not to be feared, but to be reversed and really honored and listened to.
Yes, to pay attention, to listen to
them. So cancer, they say, you know, might take 10 years before it shows up. Heart failure, maybe 5 years. But all along the way, we've had signs, and we've pushed ourselves right over the edge, and then all of a sudden, you know, we curse our bodies.
Mm-hmm. And we should love them,
yes.
And honor them, even when we're going through something.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure you've heard it, because I've heard it many times. People that have had a devastating illness, many of them have told me it was a great blessing.
Mm-hmm. Was for me. Turned my life around.
And if you view it that way, as opposed to having hatred and anger, then I think you have a better chance.
So what we're healed of, I say, becomes the gift that we give others.
Mm. And then you can tell
them. It's not out of the book. What we've read, you know, our degrees. No, it's what we've healed our lives of.
Now, what's really fascinating, because you and I were talking about this before, is that you have a list of physical symptoms and an evaluation. I don't know if you want to get into that right now, or would you rather go in another direction?
No, I can do that, and then we can discuss some of the chapters in this book.
Sure.
But in the book, I list physical symptoms that I've proved. Now, I've been doing this for 20 years. I've taught in 16 states. I've been in universities, colleges, hospitals, many churches, and one-on-one seeing clients. So I want you to have a pen and paper. Answer yes to any of these physical symptoms that you have. Remember, we're a whole person, so there's the emotional side and the physical side. So when we stuff our emotions, they're going to come out in a physical form, in some form. So, you ready? The first one. 1, do you often find yourself tired or exhausted? Do you experience joint pain, swelling in the hands, legs, feet? Do you have hair loss, which many people do? Do you experience an internalized quiver, similar to feeling extremely scared, but do you have it 24 hours a day sometimes and just ignore it? Do you weekly experience headaches, TMJ, which is in the jaws? Do you grind your teeth? Do your feet hurt? Do you often find your stomach tense, tied in a knot? Do you have indigestion, belching, gas, bloating? Do you get mouth ulcers? Do you experience yeast infection? Do you experience mucus in your throat or having sinus issues? Do you experience bad breath, foot or underneath your arms, an odor? Do you take weekly prescribed medications? Do you regularly take over-the-counter drugs? Do you clench your fist while sleeping? Do you wake up tired or sick and tired? And do you have cold hands and cold feet at times? Now, if you have your yeses down, if you have none of these, you get an excellent score of 10. But if you have 5 or less yeses, you have a 7 for a score. If you have 6 to 10, you get a 5. And if you have 11 to 19, you get a 1, which is like at the bottom of the list for being really cautious as to what's going on internally, that maybe some of these you've ignored and just think that they don't relate together. So I take people through each one of those and teach them not only what it stands for, but how to reverse it. And it's really a great way to start to be honest and move out of denial.
So let's say somebody has several of those answers. How can you evaluate? I mean, how do you determine what each one leads to? How do you know what the illness might be or what they're carrying?
Well, let's just take, if your feet hurt, right? So many people have their feet hurt and they're changing shoes and whatever, but each foot has 7,400 nerve endings that all started at the nape of the neck, where the heart of the nervous system and meridian system is. And so if you don't understand that something's shutting down, it might be caused from anger where you're just stomping your feet but not really sharing it verbally, or maybe you are verbally, but you're carrying this inside. And when the nervous system and meridian system goes entirely through the body, coming out the hands and the feet, it's going through every organ in the body. So foot reflexology starts indicating what organ is hurting, where is this pain coming from, and releasing it. But when I'm working with people physically and doing foot reflexology, it just opens up their whole system. They can finally start feeling energy, and the ultimate TJ is a spiritual experience where I'm on their working with their feet, and they can feel this energy flow, and I'll say, how far can you feel it? Well, it's in my knees, and then next week maybe it's in their heart area, and then pretty soon, oh, I can feel it in my cheeks. So their whole body opens up, this energy feel. And it's such a spiritual awakening of going, oh, I can feel on this deeper level. It's amazing. It's really amazing. It's a thrill to watch people.
You see the progress.
Yeah.
And so how bad has somebody been? I know you list some people in your book, and I found that was really fascinating, the stories. But you've seen people in pretty rough shape.
Absolutely. I've seen people where they've been diagnosed with something that's just impossible. It's just so incurable and impossible, and had it for years and whatever, and watch them reverse. So I have two chapters on clients' healing, and one's called Despite Appearances, Healing Can Happen. So there's nothing. If we really take a look at how we own our labels, whatever that label is in a health issue, and we covet it, we start worshiping it. We tell everybody we've got all these ailments. And someday we have to wake up to the fact that from the day you were born, your body knows how to heal and repair. And if you just give someone like myself a chance to work with you and mentor you, you can reverse mostly anything and everything.
And also, I guess, as you're speaking about that, and I know this is probably close to your heart as well, it's really a spiritual journey as well, because it's reconnecting with God.
Truth,
reconnecting with our higher
nature,
yes,
right?
With the highest essence, which is the way we were intended to be, it seems
right,
like, right?
Right.
And so when we get out of that, we lose sight of that, because there's so many things that are could be working against us, if you want to use it that way, that we have to face while we're here. And we are not taught. Don't you think the indigenous understood that, though?
Absolutely.
They know how to deal with that, and they understood the body-mind-soul connection as far as health. And they actually, in some ways, maybe had a better healing system.
I think so. See, the intelligence that orchestrates the world right now, today, the universe, knows what it's doing at any given second. And that intelligence lives and breathes inside of our body in every cell and fiber. And we act like it's not. God is, whatever you want to call God, source, higher power, is not confused and really knows what God is doing. And so nature by design knows how to bring us back into harmony. But like a river, if you and I were standing at the riverbank today, we'd notice it flows in a certain direction. We have been taught all our life to go upstream, bump our heads on the rocks, and just say that's life. But we're not in joy. And we're not in flow. So there is a source that we can tap into. And when we do, we don't have to beg God anymore for our answered prayers. Prayers just automatically are answered because we're in alignment with the great God that made us.
Yes, that makes so much sense. And that is well said. Because you can pray till you're blue in the face, but if you're not willing to make a change,
right,
to meet that vibration, then how can you expect that anything's ever going to change?
And if we don't think we deserve it, it will not happen.
Right. And if we also think that, well, I'm fine just the way I am. Yeah, I'm a little short-tempered. Yeah, I'm this. Yeah, I'm that. Well, then maybe it's time to change. Because has that worked for you
right,
so far? It hasn't.
It hasn't.
And we have these egos that want to control everything. And I'm not saying egotistical. I'm talking the ego is the part of ourself that always thinks it knows what is best. And we need it in order to guide us through life, especially in more primitive times. But if we can look beyond that, that part of us that thinks, well, I am more important than I really am. You are important. You are a divine being. But don't get full of yourself. Stay humble. And it's when you humble yourself, from my experience, is when you get the answer.
Surrender.
Yeah, surrender. That's what I like about you, Georgie. You're just down-to-earth, gentle, humble being who truly came here to try to help others. And at the time you went through that, you had no idea. Right?
No, I didn't know that I would create a book that went around the world many, many times. My first book came out. It was really a thrill. Still is a thrill.
And so when you're 37 and you get this rosacea, at that time you're working Fortune 500 company. You have a lot of pressure. You had hidden pain. I remember you told me you had lost some siblings when you were mm-hmm. younger. Mm-hmm. And you just buried that away.
I did.
Now, how many was it? Two or three?
Three of them. Three of my siblings died before I was 6 years old.
And that was a secret hidden pain.
Right.
And I'm sure there were other things as well.
Right.
But that was one of the big reasons that you got ill.
Right. And then I had been sexually abused, and at age 14 on my first date here in our hometown, I was date raped.
Wow.
And I stuffed it. I never shared it with anybody. So it came out in my face, but it came out through my work addiction. I worked, but eventually there was not enough work to satisfy that inner longing, that emptiness, you know, of having a different life.
So, and I don't mean to get off course, so you can steer us any direction. If somebody has gone through those kind of things, they really need to talk about it, don't they?
Absolutely.
And get it out.
Yes. Yes.
I remember you telling me once, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you. You've got to talk about it and talk about it and talk about it until you no longer feel the need to talk about it. Is that correct?
So it gets caught in our body memories, TJ. And so talk therapy is great, absolutely great. But there comes a time when we have to stop talking about the past also.
Right.
So there's a time in one of the chapters I have is on home remedies and natural remedies that you can do to start nurturing your soul back to wholeness of what it's like to self-love, to go into self-love and self-appreciation, and life would be different without a little toe. And so instead of cursing this body and what's happened to us with our abortions and our miscarriages, and the list just goes on, divorces, and, you know, we've all had all kinds of losses. But it's time to step into a new realm of spirituality and find our joy and find our passion. Many people are searching, well, what is my passion? You were born with a passion unique for you, and we've lost track of what that is because we're buried in emotional pain and maybe take on addictions. Maybe we think we can drink our way through it, but it's not. Get honest. Move out of denial. What are we feeling? There really is a source that will put you in a new life that's so exciting that when you pray, prayers are answered before you even start praying.
I was also going to add to, and I see if you, I'm guessing you may, and whatever you think about this, but part of the problem also that we run into while we're here is that we have these incredible distractions which keep us from looking within. And it can be television, it can be our phones, it can be all these devices, and or maybe we like watching certain programs. And so we don't get on our course because we lead a life of distraction. And or maybe you have children and you're raising them, and I see parents nowadays are so busy because the kids are involved in so many things. But I think we need to take time and get away from that and find ourselves. And when the longer we push that off, the more of a chance, it's harder to heal if we don't find who we are and take the time for that. And in our society, especially in this country, it seems like, constantly on the go. And that must hurt us as well.
Just keeping us busy.
Yeah.
So we don't have to face ourselves. We're scared of ourselves. Mm-hmm. People are scared of going into silence. And I was the first time I went to a silent retreat. I drove away. I just was threatened by silence. And now I love silence.
Mm, yeah, I love it too. I love waking up early in the morning before I come to work And I've got that total silence in the house, and I'll sit there and I'll contemplate or I'll read, and it's just so peaceful, zen-like, to have that moment and share those moments. And I think we're afraid because we're brought up, we're conditioned to think that we always need noise, we always need this. And it's like, no, if you just have the patience. And a lot of us are brought up to be impatient because everything is now, now, now.
Right.
And we've lost sight of that, what our ancestors lived with, where there was plenty of times for contemplation.
Right.
Because there, you hunt, and you've got your food, and you fed the tribe, and there were many moments of, and they encouraged that. Many of the tribes encouraged that we go within. And so they always had a shaman within those groups, which would help people develop. And I, you know, what I've heard about shamans is that they would raise energy as well to heal people. So not only do we have to raise a vibration in order to heal, to put it in those terms, but we also have to change and shift our thinking, or the healing will not hold. You've seen people healed, I'm sure, and if they didn't change the way they were,
they're going to go back to their old pattern.
And that disease will come back.
Right.
This is why they say a lot of people that get cancer, well, you got to be careful because it's going to come back again if you don't change the way you are.
Right. So in remission is a really scary word.
Right.
But if you understand how the body broke down to begin with, heal those emotions, you'll never get it back again.
You shouldn't fear it at all.
No.
Nothing is to be feared.
I would love to just read the
Go ahead.
Titles of the book.
Sure.
The chapter titles?
Sure.
So the first chapter is on how emotions precisely appear in health issues. It goes into step by step how the body breaks down, how the mind breaks down, and how soon or eventually your body's going to have a health issue. But the good news is, once you understand this, you can start avoiding suffering in the future. This is an awesome chapter. Even though I wrote it, it's been so inspired by many thoughts that have come through my being in silence. Chapter 2, clients' healing stories. Not only sharing how they had a problem and then they healed, but sharing in detail how they healed, what's happening internally inside the body. Third chapter is, despite appearances, how healing happens. This is some really drastic cases of clients that came to me. I'm really honored to have them in my life, and they got to reverse something that other people just thought was impossible, and that those people would have lived with that the rest of their life, thinking that it was impossible to heal. But God really did the healing through me. So fourth chapter is facing your smart emotions. What does that mean? I believe that 80% of our physical problems are related to emotions. And then 20% is diet and exercise. So some people get on these massive diet programs and exercise programs, and that's what I was doing for those 7 years, and nothing. I was progressively getting worse. So until I addressed the emotions and started healing at that level, did healing ever begin? The next one is cute chapters. Baptize yourself and heal. Just like TJ was just talking about, how do we spend our time? What are we worshiping nowadays? And what is our belief? Do we just go to church on Sunday and then the rest of the week running on empty and have no sense of our emotions and our feelings? And so we deny those and we're walking around like dead people. Mm-hmm. So this is a whole story about experiencing God, not just talking about God and whatever you want to call gods. Many people have different words for higher source. Sharing commonalities, differences, and hopes. What if we could have a community where we all come together with our differences and come together to share and experience healing, rather than having all these different ways of gathering people and no, I can't be with that group because, you know, they're of a different belief. It's all these different ways that we've separated ourselves from our fellow men. Chapter 7 is on natural healing, hands-on healing, where you can just start following my directions and experience for yourself. You know, experiment with the remedies, and they're easy And it'll actually take you right down to the cell level of how healing happens and what you can do. Then there's a chapter on when natural remedies don't appear to work. What do you do? And then I tell my own story again, over and over again. I give stories and then how this happens. But on the when they don't appear to work, what the emotion is behind it. And you just keep going deeper and deeper. Like, what is the emotion behind this physical ailment, and how can I reverse it? Chapter 9 is on blessing your spaces. Blessing your home and your environment, your workplace, rather than ignoring it and treating it like just commonplace. But the walls, if the walls around you could talk, what would they say? Is there love? Is there compassion? Is there appreciation? Or is the environment just filled with angry words? And so it goes on and on. Sometimes I'm called to go into an environment where somebody maybe is sick or a workplace and check the environment out, because I'm an intuitive. And so when I walk in, I feel things, I sense things. Sometimes I worked with real estate agents saying, why is this house ever selling? And I walk in and I'll just share with them what I see, what I feel. And so I've watched people turn their lives around. And when we have blocked energy, believe it or not, we're going to have lack of cash flow. When you turn that energy around, your cash, your passion, everything's going to turn around. So consider reading that chapter. Next chapter is on relationship guidelines. Oh my, how many people have got in wrong relationships and hindsight say, well, I know better. There was a lot of red flags. There we are again. So this is a guideline to start taking and empowering yourself and seeing that you don't have to live in being miserable anymore. But start today saying, what am I attracting? Who am I living with? Am I happy? Am I aging because of my relationships? Get honest with yourself. The last chapter is Chapter 11, on orphaned. Are you orphaned and don't know it? This is about your childhood, how your childhood hurts and pains, maybe how somebody else has treated you, come up many, many years later in the same pattern that we're caught in our belief system, how we treat ourselves. It's an awesome chapter on recapturing that child. Because if we don't heal our childhood and think it's in the past, like I did for many years, it's going to keep coming up. It's just going to keep coming up, and we're going to feel emptier and emptier and emptier. Yes. There is a spirit that lives within us that will guide us and lead us. Our intuition is 100% accurate. So I'm thrilled over this book, and the feedback has been really incredible of the people that have been able to figure out how they got their cancer, their illnesses, diseases. There's a lady right now that just received her book in India. She's doing a book study with a bunch of women, and she's also using me as a mentor. And it's very exciting. It's very exciting just to take this book worldwide and take my services worldwide.
Well, and I'm sure it's part of your mission. You know, you signed up for this. So yeah. And when you're 37, you didn't think that, but now you see it. And we all, you know, truly we all have our own, like you said, path. And not everybody's going to do what you do or what I do. That's for you to figure out. And I think we also have the freedom to change that. But if you truly reach for the stars, then you can attain those. And so some people in this time around are doing that. Maybe some people are choosing not to. I don't know what they're, only they know their journey. But there can always be perhaps a higher path that you can walk. And that to me, what it boils right down for any of us, love. If you can learn to love yourself and others, then you've accomplished a lot. You don't have to go out and heal people like Georgie or feel like you have to be a minister to the people. The best thing you can do is just live the example every day. And that makes a huge difference in the world, doesn't it?
It sure does. Lead by example.
Because that vibration that you have is going out, not just to the planet, but it's going out to the cosmos. It's going out to the invisible realms. And that is what I really believe we've moved into that time period, that many of us are here now to bring that forward. We are bringing forward the great change. And 2012.
It has a ripple effect.
2012 was, some would say, was the beginning of that. And I so recognize that. This is the age of God, the age of enlightenment, mm-hmm. the age of truth. And we're seeing all these walls fall down. Look at all the truth that's being exposed. All these people that are being, whoop, what, I finally got caught. You know, we're seeing transparency. And that's the only way we can move forward. Like, you are calling people to be transparent.
Right.
And some people think it's painful. It's only what you think it is. You know, part of what you're saying, too, if I'm correct on this assumption, is detachment. You talked about eventually we have to move past the disease. I think we have to recognize it, release it, like you say, and then you've got to detach. Because the longer you hold on to it, the longer it's going to stay, mm-hmm. right? And so there's great power in detaching.
Right.
From
get the gift and detach from it.
Realize that that's not me, and it doesn't matter. I'm letting go of it. You know, another thing that's helped me too, Georgie, and I don't know if you've done this, because I work with a woman that works with angels a lot, and she said, ask them to take it away. If you've got something that's eating you up inside, ask the angels to mm-hmm. take it away, or ask God, or ask Jesus. And I've done that recently. And every once in a while, I get caught up in things. I don't know if you still do, but I get caught up in things. And I just ask, help me with this. And the next day I wake up and I feel fantastic. And I know it's been released. So maybe that's part of it as well. If you're having difficulty, whatever happens to you in your life, they don't help us unless we ask them, do they?
Right. So but there really is a higher power. And it really gets exciting when it's 100% accurate. It just takes over.
And we have to allow it. And we have to invite
it. So surrender. Surrender. My ways aren't working.
Yeah, we have to invite it in. And because it seems to stand back and just let us be, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes.
It allows us to go right. down whatever road we want, because that's the free will, the freedom we have. And eventually it's up to us.
And we think we have control.
Yeah. That's the ego going, I know what I'm doing. Yeah, look where it's got you now.
Right.
Look at the world we live in now.
Right.
And also, don't you think, Georgie, it's how we look at the world. There's so much that we can focus on that's negative. And that, you know, I'm not saying it doesn't exist out there. But if you focus on that, you get more of that. So why not choose?
Law of attraction.
Why not choose to focus on, it's not
gratitude.
Saying that I'm not.
Gratitude.
It's not that I'm not aware of these other things. It's good
right.
to be aware.
Right.
But I'm not going to spend most of my waking hours thinking about those.
Right.
The only way we can have a solution is when the majority of us choose love, and then it will expand and it will grow quickly. And all you have to do is look at the movements that have taken place in the last 30 years, how gays were not accepted, transgender people now, and now look how quickly they are being accepted, because our consciousness on the whole is being lifted.
Love will set us free.
And more of it is coming now. People may not see this, and they say, oh, well, there's more wars and all this. There's more love now than there's ever been coming to this planet. I truly believe that. I feel it. I see it with everybody I meet, most everybody. They're so much more aware. Don't you think people are more aware?
I see it all the time.
Well, you deal with a lot of people.
You know, it just deals with self-love. And until we can love ourselves, it doesn't matter if there's a war. Yes, it matters if there's a war. But it doesn't matter. We can't do anything about that war, but we can do everything about the world around us, and let that love ripple out. How do we communicate with others? Are we looking in their eyes? Do we hang our heads in shame of who we are? Where are we at in our own self-evaluation? Or are we devaluing ourselves over and over again, and then devalue other people and allow other people to devalue us and their jokes and all the different things that come at us? No, we stop. We put boundaries around ourselves. We insist to never be shamed again, ever.
And I think, you know, when you talk about others devaluing us, it's only how we react to it. If somebody says something mean or negative, or if we want to call it hurtful, those words only have power if you let them. If you stand firm in knowing who you are, then nothing should really affect you. I would choose not to be around that vibration if it was somebody that was very toxic, but I would also, those words do not have an effect. I know what I am. If somebody claims that I'm something else, that's their opinion. And they may be, you know, maybe they have a lot of dark energy. So you don't have to, somebody calling you names. I went through this as a kid. I went through some pretty rotten things at times. And what I learned from that is that it kept me humble, and also that those are only words. They don't have power. Mm-hmm. If you let them, they will. And so everything we focus on gets stronger. And if you focus on those things and hang on to those things, like you said, we have to let go of those from our childhood. And really, it was there to teach us and balance us for later in life, I think. All those things, anything that happens to us doesn't happen by accident. If we can accept that, then we can realize that this is all part of our path that we've walked. Even the worst things that have happened. Do you accept that? Do you see it that way as well? Mm-hmm. Even the loss of your siblings, what happened to you when you were 14, tragic. But really, it's part of a bigger plan, isn't it? You would not be who you are now.
That's true.
Do you see that some of that as a blessing, even that rape when you were 14?
Absolutely, because I've been able to help many, many women. So worldwide, they say that three out of every three women will be raped. But I'm seeing...
Three out of every 10 or three out of what? One out of three or what?
One out of three, I'm sorry. One out of three women will be raped in their lifetime, and one out of six men will be raped in their lifetime. So it's not a secret. People walk around thinking it's a secret, but when we can talk about it. So 1 year in doing workshops, there was like 80% of the people in the crowd would come up to me and mention about being raped. So, you know, it's out there, but nobody wants to talk about it. But I think there's more and more people being verbal about it and seeing that we need to educate our children. Mm-hmm. And really not keep family secrets anymore.
I think we have a much more open generation mm-hmm. that's coming up. And I think also with what they call the crystal children and the other ones that have come forward, the rainbows, you're seeing a totally different approach. And it's going to, mm-hmm. I believe it's only going to get better because they're coming here at this time to make it better. Yes, there's going to be some bumps. And yes, we're going to see some extreme swings to one side or the other. But that's just to balance things out. You know, some people have to feel like they have to raise their voice to extreme levels to get their point across, because it's been ignored for so long. So we see these groups that are swinging over here, but eventually I really believe they'll swing back to the middle. It'll be about love. But if you've been held down for so long, what do? You scream out. I can accept that. As long as people do it with some respect for others, I have no problem believing and supporting anybody that they stand up for, as long as it's done with some respect for others. Hard to follow a message if you're being violent towards someone else to get your message across.
And thinking you're right when you're deadly wrong.
Yeah. Love is the only way. It's the only way we're going to change the world, change ourselves. That is the ultimate answer. And it comes back to me time and again. Anytime I face an issue with somebody that I'm having difficulty with, I just know. And it's worked for me every time. The minute I start projecting love to that person, their attitude just melts. Isn't that amazing how that works? And there might be some people you face in life. Yeah, see if that worked on Hitler or Stalin. Maybe not on those guys.
Right.
But I'm sure there was times in their life that they had love. If you went back, you can't look at every moment in their life. So for me, and I'm guessing you as well, Georgie, we have to follow that course. And by getting on that course of feeling love, it also will help us be healthy and heal. That's what it's really teaching us about, getting back to love, isn't it?
Self-love, self-appreciation.
And love is a very difficult word to define.
And finding the sacred within us.
Some people will think love is this feeling you have towards a person of the opposite sex, or how you feel towards your child, or how you feel towards a parent, or a brother, or sister, or a close friend. It's all of those things, but it's much more than that. To me, I've been shown three times in my life what true higher love is, I really believe, from both my parents that have crossed over. And it was a wave of energy that went through me in just an instant. And this, I will tell you, if this is God, and I believe it, that's where it came from, it is the most joyous. You are at such peace. You don't want to ever leave that euphoria. And that's the way we truly can, if we just want to focus on that, we can all capture into that and return to that. And if you can live, and I know there's going to be challenges, and don't be afraid if you fall off the wagon, but we can always return to it in that moment of silence that you talked about.
So in silence, a whole new door opens up. We get to listen to the still small voice.
And have you actually heard an actual voice, or was it a feeling, or what comes over you?
It's a direction that I know I absolutely 100% have to follow. I mean, when I was told to write this book, I was not planning to write my third book.
But I
went on a silent retreat, and the first day out, I'm sitting there in silence, and it was like, you need to write. So I started writing, and over that week, I wrote 56 pages. Wow. And it just flowed from me. It just flowed. So the retreat center I go to is dedicated to silence and prayer. So this goes on for years at this center. So talk about the walls. The walls I've been prayed over.
Is there anything more you would like to discuss about your book at this point?
Well, I would just like to ask the listener, how much would you pay, or how much are you willing to spend time and energy to transform your life, to have a mentor, cheerleader in your life that could take you by the hand and teach you how to walk proud so that you understand your immune system, you understand how your emotions manifest in a physical form, so that you're prepared rather than helpless like I was when I was 37, so that your symptoms could start to reverse in the next 6 months to a year. What would life look like to wake up with a twinkle in your eye, to love yourself, to have increased energy, to discover your passion, to allow cash flow, maybe to work on a plan of creating a different work environment for yourself or a different career? And, you know, for a while I was working with a medical doctor that was also very holistic, and she would tell her clients just flat out, do a garage sale, sell something, you know, whatever you covet, just, you know, bring up money so that you can transform your life, and a year from now you'll have a whole new life. So I mentor and people around the world through Skype and phone, and I invite you today to just consider, what is your life like today, and what would it look like if you and I journeyed together and created a life that you love, and everything we've talked about today, where you could lead by example of not your aches and pains, but the joy that fills your soul, and that you could trust that your prayers are answered rather than begging God. What is that worth? So I'm going to give you a special offer today. You can go on my website, which is joy, like a lady's name, J-O-Y, dash, full, F like Frank, ULL.com. So it's joyful because I was running on empty. You can download free chapters of all three books. I'm going to offer you today that if you're really sincere about making changes, you can go on my website, contact me, and I will gift you with a free 15-minute session to discuss your desires and see if it's a fit. See if you're really ready to move forward. Take my hand and we'll journey together. I also would like to suggest that you read my books, do book studies, because it'll take you deeper. If you can take and gather one or two or many people in your life and just take chapter by chapter, read it out loud, talk about their experiences, your experiences, how this relates to you personally, and grow deep. Invite me to come to your location here in the United States. I do travel internationally once in a while, but not very often. I do conference calls. I also have a certification program to teach you how to become your own emotional wellness coach. And if you have a business of any kind and you want to gather new people into your location, it's really fun to have a speaker and author come to your location and have new clients coming in that would have never walked in your door unless somebody from another state or another situation comes in, and it's really fun to see who shows up, and we both win, and we share, and we help people grow again in self-love. I also teach hands-on home remedies classes that I can gather. If you gather enough people, I'll come in, and we just have fun learning home remedies, learning prevention, how to stop suffering, how to look at your environment and see why am I always sick, or why are these people always sick, or why is there no cash flow, or how to do a celebration blessing where you come in and maybe there's new beginnings, maybe things have changed, maybe you got a divorce, maybe there's a new marriage, a new baby, whatever, where you want to bless your spaces. So just feel free to email me, tell me what your desires are. I am here to serve. I'm dedicated to serving, and I love my life. I love being on radio, so if you know another radio or another podcast I can get on, please tell me, because I'm here to share the good news, and hopefully maybe you'll even come on the air with me.
That is, it's just awesome talking to you. I love what you have to say. It's obviously a greater truth, I think, and I think people will know that too when they hear it. You know, we recognize it. We have the ability to recognize the truth when we hear it. I know you wanted to maybe do some guided imagery. Is there anything more that you want to cover at this point? Because we don't have to go there right now, but if you want to, we can do that as
okay.
well.
Let's do a little guided imagery. So imagine that I'm right there with you today, sitting there, just you and I. You take a deep breath, and you realize that the God that beats our heart is the same for you and I. Fills our lungs with oxygen, the intelligence that works through every cell and fiber of your body. So as you take a deep breath in and you let it go, imagine that there's a beautiful basket alongside of us. And all your hurts, all your pains, all your confusion, whatever it is. Maybe as you scan your body that you have many things that even underneath that hurt, is another hurt. Maybe there's some anger underneath there. Maybe you feel like you've got a broken heart from all the different relationships and things that have happened to you. Maybe you just feel lost and lonely today. But imagine that I'm right there with you, and you could take one item at a time and put it in that basket. One item at a time. Maybe you've been in a relationship and somebody cheated on you. Doesn't matter. Put it in the basket. And after it's all in the basket, and you might think of something else later, put that in the basket too. Now take a moment. What would it feel like to be in a body that's whole and complete and exciting, and that your eyes could have a sparkle, and then you could start tapping into a passion that maybe you've never discovered, or maybe you've just ignored, or maybe it's just been hopeful thinking, but you tap into that source and your heart just opens and you can feel love flow, maybe for the first time in your life. Just take a breath and feel that. What would it feel like if I could help you put all these issues in a basket, and for a moment you could feel what you're feeling and let that love flow through us? And I can feel the pulse in my hands right now just throbbing with love for you personally. And as you get in touch with what that feels like to be free of all this stuff, then you can dream, set goals, have a passion, be inspired, maybe even do radio. Imagine that. Stay in that feeling. What would it feel like to have your life work really, really well? To lead by example for your family, your friends, your community? What would it feel like to be empowered, to have so much self-love that nobody could put you down anymore? To have so much positive self-talk about yourself, embracing yourself, that you never look in the mirror again without seeing the beauty of yourself, no matter how many wrinkles you have? What would that feel like? I invite you to go there today, because if you can go there and feel it for a moment, you can create it for a lifetime. Invite me into your life, and together we can heal on a deeper level and heal those around us. Take a deep breath, and as we sign off, if you find that you have other things you want to put in that basket, just do it. You might want to draw this experience. You might want to journal about it. What would life be like if it worked really, really well? just take that moment and feel that. And thank you for inviting both of us today, TJ and I, into your home. Remember my website, joy-full.com. Bringing joy right into your home. Thank you for listening.